It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9 with The Weeknd and Heartless. It is 8:12. It is Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me in the studio is Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Morning, Walt.
Good to have you here. Time for another update from the agency. And, well, before we get into some upcoming things, you had a great weekend event here that just happened. Tell us about what went down.
Yeah, so... You know, we only do a handful of in-house events through the year, and one of them was the West End Winter Wonderland. We held that at the Wawanan this past weekend.
Right.
And so Saturday, it started out, you know, as three, 4 years ago as a winter trekking adventure, more based on snowshoes, but skis too.
Yeah, get out and enjoy it.
Yeah,
get outside and do a little trek around the golf course.
Yep. And so incorporated with that is businesses that set up little stations of activities or little tasting stations along the way. Mm-hmm. And it worked out pretty good. And then, so this year we didn't have quite as many businesses participating, but we still had a very successful event.
Right. And you had great weather for it. So that
awesome.
Must have really brought people out. But it's a chance to kind of just get outside. That's kind of why you do it too.
Right. I mean, it's a community event that brings the community in and together, and it's a party for the winter.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
To kind of get out of the cabin fever. It also gets people interacting with the businesses that are in town, and not so much that they're trying to sell something, but they're just trying to build that relationship with them.
Right.
A great example is Mama Mia's. They love participating in it. That it's one of those opportunities that they just get to know the owners a little bit more, and then, you know, build that relationship. Say, yeah, I want to go visit that, you know, business again.
How does an event like this that you just did this past weekend work in the context of what the chamber is trying to do?
Right. So that is one of our main missions, is connecting the community with the businesses and vice versa there. So these kind of events do that. You know, it's an opportunity like Wilderness Sports, although they weren't able to be physically present, they loaned snowshoes for us.
Sure.
You know, and several people were able to use snowshoes on behalf of Wilderness Generosity. Upcross and West End Ski and Trail had snow bikes out there. So people were able to try snow bikes for the first time, maybe. This course was really groomed out nice. A little bit soft during the day, but even the evening when things started firming up again, people took out the bikes and did the little course out there. We had a 1 mile and a half mile course.
And a good family-friendly event, so
it
could turn out with that.
Right.
If people are listening, businesses, individuals, they want to find out more about getting involved with the chamber, maybe helping out with events, mm-hmm. becoming members, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you know, really give us a call at 486-1111. Make a time to either visit you or you can come in to visit us and we can explain a little bit more about the offerings we have.
We recapped some good things, Bob, that were happened over mm-hmm. the past weekend and how to get involved. But there are a series of things that are coming up. What's on the list?
It keeps coming.
I know.
It doesn't stop. I mean, there's never a weekend that you can't find anything to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but one of our member businesses, Maple Ridge Resorts, is hosting the snow show, and they've done a vintage snowmobile show in the past.
Okay.
This year, they're changing it up a little bit, inviting everybody out there. So all kinds of machinery that could possibly go across the top of the snow, they're going to have them on display. So they're inviting people.
Where's that happening and when?
So over by Mishigami, so you go past Champion, and before you get to the town of Mishigami,
right.
on the left is the Maple Ridge Resort heading out. And the Haskett's bought it, I think, 3 years ago now.
Yes.
And been doing a fantastic job on building a clientele. A lot of their winter clientele are snowmobilers. Bob's an awesome snowmobiler mechanic, and he gets involved with trail grooming with the Moose Country Trail Club.
So what's going to be there? Like basically anything that can scoot over the snow, snowmobiles
right.
and beyond, right?
Yep. So it'll be snowmobiles, vintage and modern, you know, and then I wouldn't be surprised if you've ever heard of timber sleds. Those are the motorbikes with the snow tracks on it.
Yep.
They have a couple others, side-by-sides and anything that can kind of go across.
And when is that happening?
So that'll be on Saturday afternoon, February 29th, from noon until evening.
Well, you also mentioned that there's something coming up with ski jumping that this actually to me is very impressive that young people are getting together and there's a competition happening. What's going on?
There is. So the Ishpeming Ski Club, if you missed the big tournament, this is an opportunity to see the jumps in action. And it's a junior tournament, so the kids from 18 and under are going to be jumping. But the unique thing about this is they're going to have all five hills jumping. Mm-hmm. So they'll have a 13-meter, 25-meter, the 40, the 60, and the 90 all being utilized throughout the weekend. And that's both Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 4.
It's a good sign that young people are coming into the competition, that mm-hmm. there's enough competitors that they're running all of the five different jumps to be able to do that. Because yeah. I know a few years back, they were kind of wondering if they could get young people into it. And I know they put in the summer jumps, and that actually had a lot to do with it, that you could jump in the summertime, right. which is yeah. unique. So it's a it great is. Opportunity.
It's a full training complex, summertime, winter, five multiple hills that it's, you know, like you said, you don't start on the 90 meter jumping.
Right. You
know?
Yes. You work
so like
your way
up. It's like
anytime
you do any type of skiing or any type of activity, you start small and work your way big.
So if people want to see your full listing of activities and things going on or find out more about the chamber, what's the best way to do
yeah,
that?
Get a hold of us at 486-1111 or check out our website, gincc.org.
It's Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce, with us this morning. Thanks for the update. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
All righty. If you missed any of our interview with Bob, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm. More to come at 821 on this Monday. It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9.